with Brock and Hunter.
Hey.
That's a pretty good one.
That was a good one.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
You just get kicked in the nuts by chance? I'm
basically Justin Timberlake at this point. Minus the talent and the...
and the ramen noodle hair.
Ramen noodle
hair. Pretty close, though.
8:17, Brock Hunter, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Happy Thursday, or first Friday, as we like to call it here on the Plan B Morning Show. Just sounds better. We got to keep her moving. Hey, we got to keep it going.
WTF, is that what we're doing?
Your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. You got it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Yeah.
How you doing?
Love them over there. Awesome gang.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've all heard of the prison wallet, right? That's where you you conceal things within the confines of your tuchus, okay? That's what it is, okay?
You can hide a lot of things in there. You know?
It's amazing. It's unbelievable. Well, this one guy in Northern Ireland named Declan Butcher was arrested for drugs recently when the police discovered a small bag of cocaine on him, but it wasn't in his pocket. It was stuck between his butt cheeks. Again, reiterate, the old prison wallet. Here's the best part, though. The police asked Declan about it. He played dumb, claiming that the baggie must have been put there by someone else.
It wasn't me.
It was somebody
else put that.
Well, and the police are like, oh, yeah, we've heard about this guy going around randomly putting drugs in people's
sneaking
butt cheeks.
In people's pants.
Look, never in the history of those drugs aren't mine has the drugs not been theirs, okay? You know what I mean?
I think it's just like it's the go-to. Like you're caught by surprise. You don't know what to say. You don't have anything good. And it's not mine.
I didn't put those drugs there. Hey, come on.
Somebody did it, but it wasn't me.
The old butt crack drug bandit. Well, it gets even better, or I guess worse, for Declan. So we don't know what charges he's facing right now. However, he does have a rap sheet. He was previously arrested 5 years ago after getting into a fight with two men, knocking them both out with a single punch. At that time, he had 51 previous convictions, including 8 assaults. Just throw the guy in jail. All right. You'd think like after maybe 10, 15, 20 tops, you'd be like, all right, you're a bad guy. You're going to jail.
Just a bad egg.
You know, 51.
51 convictions. Yeah. Pretty impressive. You know what's more impressive, though? A double knockout. I want to know more about that.
Well, obviously, when you have cocaine in your butt, you're probably pretty good at fighting. You're pretty amped up, right?
Dude, you know how much power you got to have to knock two people out in one swing?
I know exactly. You need a bag of cocaine in your butt. I mean, that's what it is. That's where we're at with this. So that's all my best fights are when I have cocaine stashed in my booty.
Swing for the fence.
You want to go, bro? I got a butt full of cocaine. Let's go.
Stay away from that guy.
Easy now. Anyway, so yes, Declan going to jail. And folks, for the rest of you, the excuse that the drugs aren't mine never works. It never in the history of saying it has it worked. So keep that in mind.
Ever.
All right. There you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.